This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's DJ V, Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air at 7 after the Monday, last Monday of January. So when do we have? We have Valentine's Day is 2 weeks away, ladies.
Yeah.
I have a special suggestion which I will pass along for those of you who would like some help from us as to ideas for Valentine's Day. ideas. And ideas. So, we've had a fairly stressful weekend, haven't we, here in America? A lot of stuff going on. Did you watch, ladies, the SAG Awards last night, by chance?
I caught, the tail end, just a little bit.
It was a good presentation.
No, I decided not to, because
why?
I knew it would just stress me out.
Well, okay, well.
I can't take the acceptance speeches, so I thought, you know what? But I did look online, and this is such a girl thing, at what people were wearing, and it seemed like this was the worst award show of the season so far. I didn't see anything that, knocked me over.
Really?
I think because a lot of the women save the good stuff for the Golden Globes or
the Oscars.
Right? Yeah,
right.
The SAG Awards is always a dip in fashion, I think.
The SAG Awards, though, is the truest measure. In my mind, the SAG Awards are the truest measure of what really those people who are in the business think about the other people in the business. I find it to be very refreshing. The expectation of people saying what they're going to say about Trump and what's going on, I thought it was calm. Some of the things actually were quite poignant that were said. It's not anything other than what you'd expect, any more than the other side of the aisle would take a shot at Ivanka Trump because she was wearing a dress. What that had to do with the immigration crisis, other than perhaps maybe some thought it was insensitive. But I find it to be anti-purposeful. I went off kind of on not a rant, but in the last hour, which I do every day by myself so that I can get all of this off of my chest. And I don't have to get into it with the two of you. The thing about stress, though, and what comes of it, there was a lot of stress in our country this weekend. No question about it. There's been a lot of stress for weeks, if not months now, obsessing about things. And that's a warning. Obsessing is a warning sign of stress. I get obsessed sometimes with things and people. The problem may never happen. It's like worry is, what is the old expression, 94% of what you worry about is never going to come true. I remember Meredith taught me something that I've maintained for a long time. Worry is a prayer for something you don't want to have happen. So it's understanding what it is that you're upset about or obsessing about that gets so far ahead of the solution to the problem. And so the people, my daughter was very upset about what went on over the weekend, and it took its toll. I could see it taking its toll because she's very passionate about some of these issues, and I give her that. I just want her to look at it from a broader point of view, and see that no matter what, the world is not going to come apart. Those who are feeling anxious about what's going on either side, think about how it affects you personally, and then stand back and think, if you're a cab driver in New York, the biggest worry you had was Uber coming in and scooping up your passengers at the airport when they went on strike for an hour or two. You know, that kind of stuff. Is this is the situation a problem that deserves attention? Yeah, on both sides. We have too many people coming to this country that have no business being here. Is the solution suggested on Friday a workable solution? No, it was stupid. It was handled badly. It wasn't done well. But it gets everybody to think about.
Well, I think that's the common ground that everyone can find on that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have Republican friends who felt like this was so botched and so mishandled, even if they agreed with the message, it was just, I mean, it was a mess. I mean, it was just, it was chaos.
Well, I think, I mean, maybe on the ground, yes, maybe there were some issues with the Department of Homeland Security, but I am so, you know, this is so annoying because this is people having hysteria about absolutely nothing. Mm. And what really gets me going about it is that the media, if you look at every headline ever printed this weekend, everything will say Muslim ban. That is such a lie, and it is a lie to get people all torn up, like your daughter, Doug, who are reading these headlines and not going, wait a second, it's not a Muslim ban. This is a freeze of people coming into this country. It's a temporary hold. It's not permanent. It's a temporary hold on seven countries that, by the way, were on a list that Obama wanted to do the same thing on, but he didn't have the cojones to pull the trigger on it. So I don't know why we're being so hysterical when this is
because
affecting like 1% of travelers.
But this is Muslim, but these are Muslim-centric countries, though.
These are not Muslim countries. The reason they're being targeted, because these are the hotbed of places where terrorists go to get trained. They're places that have no government. I mean, they're places like Syria where there's no on-the-ground intelligence to be able to vet people.
Isn't there a complete ban on Syrian refugees, though?
There's a complete
120
ban.
Days on everybody else.
It's indefinite,
Syrians are indefinite. I don't have a problem with that, frankly. I don't. I don't have a problem with that at all. But I do have a problem with the way...
I feel differently, though. If I felt like this was actually addressing the problem, I feel like just doing a blanket ban doesn't necessarily... I mean, what we're trying to address here is terrorism.
But see, you've even said it yourself. This is a blanket ban. This is not a ban. This is a temporary hold until we can get our Department of Homeland Security straight so that we can actually vet the people that are coming into their country, to the country. It's a mess. That department, I wouldn't have been surprised if we actually just wiped it out.
To take the images of some of these kids from these countries that are in horrible condition and put them juxtaposed to a picture of Ivanka Trump in her dress is just the height of disingenuous crap for me. And that's where the stress comes for me.
Well, that's not what stressed me out this weekend. I don't give a crap what Ivanka was wearing. She looked pretty.
Either.
I mean, it was, you know, that was stupid. And I completely, you know, even on social media, I saw that. And I was like, this is
But we're being
stupid.
Had, Victoria and Jennifer, we're being had by these pots that are being stirred, not just by
that's
the
not
national
social,
news media.
That was social
media
that started.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Social media as well, and all of the things that are, and it's we're at a tipping point here, and we ought to be thinking about what the results were. We've gone one way too far, and you go the other way too far, and you come together. Hopefully, cooler heads and more intelligent heads will prevail and provide us with the opportunity to talk it through, see what's being done, and chip away at the problems in an intelligent way. And I think that's pretty much what
I don't disagree with the fact that we need stronger immigration. I have never disagreed with that. And obviously no one wants terrorists coming into this country. But the way that this was handled, where there were U.S. citizens waiting for family members, people with green cards and valid visas were held for 24 hours without water, or they got one phone call, no food, no information. This was terrible. This was so botched.
Some people think that this was the overzealousness of certain agents on the ground who misinterpreted or interpreted the way they wanted to interpret. By the same token,
right, there was no direction from the top, no leadership.
None. There were, and so customs agents, there were many customs agents who didn't agree with the ban, and they just let everybody through anyway.
It was a mess, yeah,
didn't
totally.
Make any difference. So it's
well,
just,
and to be
that's
fair,
creating
there was never,
stress.
I mean, you heard this weekend, I mean, there was never any question. People with green cards, people with visas are supposed to be allowed to go back in. So whether this was a bungling on the Department of Homeland Security, maybe. But, I mean, the order was, I think, pretty clear. I mean, if you read it on Friday, it wasn't even written. I mean, it was easy. It was written for anybody to understand. So
then how did people get on planes and not have any idea that this was going to happen? This was just, I mean, there was no structure, no warning. This was completely botched. I think that's what makes most people really angry.
Well, I think there's a bunch of things that make people angry, including how you're getting played. That's what makes me angry. I so resent the fact that this stuff has been presented the way that it is and twisted and turned around. It just is really, it's upsetting. So, we've invented, and now it's time for everybody to react one way or another. You can follow the show on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillin, at Doug Steffen. And be sure to like us on Facebook.com, DJV Show. The Valentine, I mentioned Valentine's Day a minute or two ago, because I wanted all of you to get your head into that place. Do you realize Valentine's Day is 2 weeks away? Valentine's surprise time. So, ladies, you have expectations from your men, right? Jennifer, you have expectations. Victoria, you have expectations about what you're going, because you're so unique, you're so special. You want something special, right?
Yeah, especially now that we had to cancel our trip to Iraq.
Too soon. For Valentine's Day? Oh, damn.
I mean, I'm really ticked about that.
Yeah, I can understand that. Well, here's a consequential route for you to take. It's to have something that is very unique for Valentine's Day. The if you've already heard about Sherry's Berries and you've used them before, how'd your Valentine's react to that? I have gotten them. I've given them. A gift of Sherry's Berries shows that you have put some thought, not the same old flower routine. Come on, guys. Let's get to it. These are freshly dipped strawberries, starting at $19.99. You pay for shipping as well. Or you can have double the berries for $10 more. All you have to do is use the code. Guess what the code is, ladies? Want to take a guess?
I'm going to guess it's Doug.
No.
No?
No.
What is it?
Take another guess.
DJV Show.
DJV, there it is.
Yay.
Yeah, use the DJV code. When you go to Sherry's Berries, there's a microphone in the top right-hand corner, and you type in DJV.
Valentine's. Did you, the J and the V, get to try the strawberries, too?
Yes. Yes, you do.
Just representing the ladies.
I know. Well, that's why I'm hoping somebody will send them to you. Sherry's Berries, incredible collection of things, including not berries, but other gift ideas that are yummy, edible, and they'll deliver your fresh gift guaranteed or your money back. So, again, the place to go is to berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone, top right-hand corner, type in DJV. Go to berries.com. This is very unique and very yummy. Click on the microphone, type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a Torque Flight 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
There matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Thank you. Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
One of the great, they call the blue-eyed soul, the great rock groups of the 60s, 70s, 80s. One of them is gone, but they still are out. The one that's still alive is outperforming. They had hit after hit after hit after hit. Sound like a jock. Well, I was for 9 years. The Righteous Brothers were affected greatly by the killing of one of the Righteous Brothers' wives back in the 1976, I think it was. Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers, his wife named Karen, was killed in Los Angeles. This was January 30th, 1976, so it was exactly 41 years ago. And over the weekend, the L.A. Sheriff's Department announced that they had solved the murder with DNA evidence. So they're having a press conference today, apparently, Jennifer, and they will reveal who it is that killed this lady, who is the mother of two children. Familial DNA identified the murderer. According to reports, the method is a new technique that law enforcement is starting to use. It's pretty controversial, and it likely it reveals relatives of suspects, identifies them, and so that's how she was sexually assaulted. She was strangled, so.
Do you remember this story?
I do remember.
Was this a big news story at the time?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Along with the death of the other Righteous Brother who died in Kalamazoo, Michigan early 1990s, if I remember correctly. And he died of an overdose. And as it happened, I was visiting. I think it was Milwaukee or something. I'm pretty sure it was Kalamazoo. It may have been Kalamazoo where they had been. And I stayed in the same hotel room where he died. I didn't know it until after I left.
Well, at least
anyway.
You find out in the middle of the night, because that could have been worse.
No. Anyway, so I'm not sure, Jennifer, the local story on this is whether they've arrested this person or not yet. Do you know, is there anything that was floating around over the weekend that would clarify whether they actually have this guy under arrest?
Gosh, you know what? I have no idea. The only news I heard all weekend was all the airport's shenanigans, so
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, At the time, Medley had been divorced from this lady. It was 1976, as I said. They were married in 64 and divorced in 1970. Both very young when they got married.
They have a son, right?
Yes, they do have a son. Yep.
So she was only 32 when she died, so he must have been little.
Yeah, and they were married, you know, very young. I think she was a teenage when they got married. So anyway, if they have found this person, it'd be interesting to see how this all shakes out. That is this new way of using DNA. Also in the music news department here, Stevie Nicks is talking about her first solo tour in 4 years, the 24-karat gold tour, which is the final show from this, which now is over, number three on the tally list. The show was at the Forum in Inglewood. I think the last one, sellout crowd of 14,000 and grossed 1.3 million. That's not unusual, by the way. Some of these big venues, 1 million, 1.3, 1.5. This is, New York, Madison Square Garden. That's how much Billy Joel takes in every month from having these tours.
Right.
So the tour started last October in Phoenix. And I think now they've had a break, but she's going back on the road in Reno starting the end of February, right?
Yeah, she's hitting the road again with the Pretenders. They've been her opening act for most of this tour, so it's done really well. People seem to... I mean, I saw Stevie with Fleetwood Mac a year ago, and they were just incredible, and she sounded amazing. Yeah. But it's great that she's doing so well on her own.
Yeah, it's taken in $25 million last fall.
Yeah.
So good for her. Nothing wrong with that. It's the 28 after the hour here.
The meaning of emotions. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Emotions are neither good nor bad. Emotions in and of themselves are actually free from any kind of judgment. Instead, one of the leading psychological theories is that emotions develop to help us survive. Think about it. If we're afraid of the saber-toothed tiger, we run and live. If we bond with others through love, we stay connected. And since early humans survived in groups, staying connected meant surviving. There's a similar usefulness for all our emotions, but the lesson here is this. Your emotions are signals. They're telling you something. When you develop the ability to step back and listen to them, you will likely find the most effective personal guide in existence. For help understanding your emotions, subscribe to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, You can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSeine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheSeine.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? 34 after the hour. Hello. Monday is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington, asking you to imagine certain things. Use your mind to work your way through things that you're thinking about. What's it like? The celebrity news today focused on Jerry Brown, first of all. Is he a celebrity? I think he is. Don't you think so, Jennifer? Governor of California?
Well, he's certainly in celebrity. California a celebrity, yes.
Yeah, right. Undergoing further radiation treatment this week for prostate cancer. He first had it treated in 2012. His prognosis is good. I think he's, what, 80 years old? How old is he?
He's up there. I think he's about 80, yeah.
Yeah, right. Interesting. He's the oldest governor in America, for sure. And somebody who's had impact on the, he's had a lot of impact, actually, on the routine.
Oh, he's 78, so we're aging.
78, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to excuse myself for a second, ladies. I have a really bad bloody nose.
Oh,
I'll let you go down a street for a minute. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
That's maybe the grossest thing that's happened today so far.
What do you want me to say? I'll be right back.
Jeez, Kara warned us that there were a lot of bodily functions happening this morning.
I know. Telling you, he's got to actually, you know, get ready for, I don't know, check that house for mold or something. But yeah, Jerry Brown, who is our governor, the rumor spread this weekend after everybody was kind of up in arms because he had the state of the state this week. So his critics were flying. And that's a way to shut him down when you come out and say you have prostate cancer. So gotta just give Jerry a break. He's getting his treatments now. Sports news. I know Victoria Deggie was talking about doing sports news. It was a big weekend in Los Angeles because we hosted the NHL All-Star Game, and it was a really big deal. They had, in downtown LA, if you've ever visited, the Kings play at the Staples Center, and that's where ground zero for all of this stuff was. But next door at the LA Convention Center, they also had the NHL experience that you could buy. You could buy tickets to, and you could walk around, and they had all kinds of exhibits. They also had a celebrity game, and in that celebrity game, Justin Bieber played. And Dougie loves Justin Bieber.
I know, right? Actually, Doug would have loved this part of the story, right?
And if you're a big fan of Justin Bieber, you'd probably be a little upset today. If you're not, well, he got almost crushed by Chris Pronger during the NHL All-Star Celebrity Shootout on Saturday night in Los Angeles. Fortunately for the Biebs, Pronger took it easy on him, although the video clip of him getting smashed into the boards while Pronger had a big grin on his face, of course, went viral. Everybody wants to see Justin Bieber get smacked around a little. He told the NHL that playing in the All-Star Celebrity Game is one of the best moments of his entire life, where he shared the ice with retired greats and current pros. Now, he played with Cuba Gooding Jr., who loves hockey. He's like a fixture at most of the Kings games. Jerry Bruckheimer's there. Michael Rosenbaum. That's our very own Warren Eckstein's nephew, by the way.
All right.
Carter Thick, who is Allen's son, who was actually on the ice when his dad collapsed the last time. When he collapsed, when they played hockey for the very last time together. Tim Robbins, Jersey Boys star Vincent Piazza. What was of note is that Robin Thicke was supposed to play in this game as well. He canceled at the last minute. He's had a lot of personal drama going on. I think allegations about domestic violence, right?
Well, yeah. That's involved in that.
It's his wife. His soon-to-be ex-wife, Paula. Is it Paula?
Paula Patton.
Patton.
They've been going back and forth. I mean, this is a contentious divorce and custody battle over their son. It's a disaster. My God.
Did you take care of both sports stories? While
no, not yet. Nope. Just relax. Now, also as part of the NHL story.
Thank you.
Take a load off. Wayne Gretzky coached a team. So did Mario Lemieux. And both teams wore a special patch that was, as we mentioned, dedicated to Allen Thick.
Mm-hmm. And we have to definitely make sure that Doug sees the video of Justin Bieber getting smashed into the boards. Yeah. That will definitely make you feel better.
Well, now, what about the Australian Open? Because that was also a big sports story this weekend, Victoria.
That really was. I saw,
Girls?
Yeah, they played against each other, and Serena bested Venus 6-4, 6-4. But
that was a surprise, was it?
It's not a surprise, but what was surprising was how close it was. No one really thought that Venus would be that close in score. So it was, it was a victory for her, and certainly after a long health battle. So people really loved seeing her. And, of course, Roger Federer won his first career, or his 18th career win, but his first major Grand Slam that he's won in 5 years. And he beat Rafael Nadal, which is his longtime rival. So that was a great match. I saw the end of that.
So if that can happen to him, can Tiger Woods come back?
Sure.
Under
I think
circumstances.
So.
Yeah, anybody can come back if you work at it a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, good. All right, nice job, ladies. All right, so I was working on celebrity news. Thought it was interesting that the information, after I watched last night, and as I said a few minutes ago, I thought it was really quite a good show. There was no host, per se, and I was trying to figure out whether there was supposed to be a host, and the person who was supposed to host it got sick, because it started with Ashton Kutcher. How do you pronounce his name? Ashton Kutcher.
Kutcher.
Was the first presenter, and then the announcer, the lady who was the announcer, just brought everybody out. There was no, I mean, they got right to it. Bingo,
there never
bango,
is, though.
Right,
there's it. Never a host with
that. Never a host for that. Okay,
no.
That's good. So, discussion about La La Land last night and the behind the scenes of this thing. It appears that the two stars were not supposed to be the two stars. Initially, Miles Teller and Emma Watson were supposed to be the stars. I don't know who Miles Teller is, frankly. What am I missing here? Miles Teller is not a name that rings a bell with me.
I want to say he's British, but I believe he's British, but I'm not sure. Is he Kara? I feel like Kara knows who he is.
I don't think he is, but I could be wrong. He's American, yeah, born in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
But he's, I'm trying to think of what he's been in. He was in Divergent, which I'm sure Doug probably hasn't seen. It's one of those teen end of the world type movies. I think he was in, he's been in some other stuff this year, some other big stuff, but he's still not a household name, obviously.
Right.
I feel like Ryan Gosling, I don't think the movie would have done nearly as well with Miles Teller, because Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone are kind of what sold it.
Yeah, I think so too. People were just curious to see if both of them could sing and to watch them sing and dance together.
That's right.
Yeah, there was a lot of curiosity.
I actually saw it over the weekend. I thought it was quite good, frankly. I wish somebody would give Emma Stone a hamburger or something, but other than that, it wasn't what I expected, frankly. I went because I hadn't seen it and I thought, okay, there's a lot of talk about it. Let's go see and see what it's all about, especially the part where they actually shut down an exit ramp is it the 105? I couldn't figure it. It looked like it was
the 405 freeway. That was a piece of the 405.
It was the 405.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so they were able to do that. But the business about Miles Teller and Emma Watson, they offered the stars $4 million apiece to star in it, and they both wanted $6 million. And so they talked to Gosling and told him the story. Gosling hasn't done any work like this. And he was intrigued. He says, yeah, I'll do it for $4 million. And then they talked to Emma Stone, and she said, yep, I'll do it for $4 million. And so they jumped on it, and they made it work. And so I thought that was kind of an interesting insight to how some of this stuff takes place. And that's about where Ryan Gosling is, I think. $4, $5, $6 million is what he gets for the average movie that he's in.
I thought he was higher up the pay scale than that.
I would have thought that, too. And it may be that they discounted the pay scale because they so wanted to do this movie.
Right.
I
saw the two of them on the Graham Norton show over the weekend talking about the film, and Emma Stone had done Cabaret, and which a lot of actors have done on Broadway. They do a quick stint, and that's where the director saw her and offered her the part. So I'm surprised that Emma Watson would have been a name that they went for first, but.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, all these things always end up the way they're supposed to. Mm-hmm. You know, when you think about, like, Gwyneth Paltrow was offered the role that Kate Winslet took in Titanic, and she passed on it. I mean, that movie would have been...
You wonder what it would have been like,
It would have been really different, I think,
I actually saw the movie that got shut out yesterday that I was stunned that at least one of the actors didn't get an award. Have you guys seen Lion yet?
Yes.
No, but I
superb.
Heard it's amazing. And absolutely, I mean, it's a phenomenal movie, and it's based on a true story, which makes it even crazier.
Yeah, you're right, Jennifer. It's a very good movie. And one of those, I didn't know what to expect when I went to see it, but I had some time on Saturday night, so I went to see it, and I thought that it was, as a matter of fact, I did one of my...
You shoot for double features that you create.
Double feature, right, exactly. The double creature feature. I did it. They were both good movies, though.
They're making it hard on you now that they're making you
sell. Yeah, it's very difficult.
Yeah, now that they're
selling much more difficult
seats.
To do that.
Yeah.
I can do it here, but I can't do it there. I can't pull it off in Massachusetts. California. I can pull it off in Massachusetts still. And last night on the SAG Awards, in the memorial part, I saw some people that I didn't realize had died past year. That's what happens usually. I forgot that Hugh O'Brien, who was Wyatt Earp, passed away this past year. But the end was touching to see Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds. And by the way, they're going to have a memorial for them in March. I don't understand. It'll be at the Forest Lawn. I don't guess I understand why at that point. What's the point? I suppose they want to have the public show up, but the public's done its bidding at this point, wouldn't you say? Under the circumstances, it's nice, not bad. I just wonder why under the circumstances. Why bother?
Well, I think if people are real fans and they're in the Los Angeles area, you know, I mean they're expecting very large crowds because apparently there's I'm not familiar with this cemetery, but apparently they have a large lobby as they have limited seating at the gravesite, and then they have large lobby and they're going to have screens set up and everything, so they're expecting
a pretty
big turnout.
At that time of year, the weather would be great. They just have it outside. And as far as that
They're doing both. Both. I guess the overflow will be inside.
Don't I remember when we went to it for your, was it your grandma? Who was it that buried it to Forest Lawn, Jennifer?
Both my grandparents are there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you
on the side of the hill? When they were buried sort of on the side of
there's,
the...
Yeah, there's the White Chapel, and they're buried right outside of the White Chapel.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, if you're a fan, you want to go to L.A. on March 25th.
Go say hi to my grandparents.
Yeah, hello. Hi, how's everything? Say hi to Ed while you're there.
Just look for Mima and Bunky.
Yep, 46 past the hour. Here's a way to support healthy circulation, healthy blood pressure levels. This is something that I need for my... I just decided I've been putting this off for a year. I'm going to go... As soon as I get off the air today, I'm going to go get my nose cauterized. This has been driving me nuts. But you were right. We were talking off the air. Weren't we off the air, Victoria, with a conversation about mold and stuff in this house?
Yeah, Jennifer suggested that. That's
and I, there's something that happens to me when I get... I love this. I'm very happy here in the new digs. But there's something that happens to me when I come back here that both the... amount of coughing and sneezing that I do.
And it's always, real. We notice it on you. So
yeah, I know you do.
It's not just you.
Right. So the reason I bring it up now is because the blood pressure levels, I have very modest and moderate blood pressure. My average is about 110 over 70, which is really where you want it to be. If yours is higher than that, much higher than that, you need to get on Superbeats because it'll do great things for opening up. What it does, Superbeats is because of its makeup, Mother Nature has blessed beets with the ability through the nitric oxide that's in the beet itself. When you ingest it, it opens up its natural. It's amazing how your body works. It really is. And how you feed your body. So what scientists have found is the nitric oxide, when you have super beets or any kind of beet, actually, if you want to eat, you have a powdered spoonful of super beet put in your glass of water or your smoothie and you drink it, that's really three beets. So you either eat three beets or you take a teaspoon of super beets, put it in the water, it opens up. The nitric oxide gets into your system, opens up your arteries so the blood flows smoothly, and it comes, especially when you get older, your arteries get a little harder. This softens them up, and that's why the focus on really good blood pressure, if you've got a problem with that, you should call 800-655-4183 and get on the Super Beats program. First order gets a bonus 30-day supply free with your order. Plus, you get the book Beat the Odds, which explains how the nitric oxide through the beetroot actually works. Superb supplement. Beet Roots Super Beets. 800-655-4183. A lot of people like to go online to DougLikesBeets.com and order it that way. That's whatever you want to do. Get the first free canister. That's a 30-day supply with your regular order. Start now. 800-655-4183. Your blood pressure will thank you for it. Or order them online at DougLikesBeets.com.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing, drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Time is 53 past the hour now. Join me at Victoria Keelan with an overview of what's going on in technology with news. Well, a couple of different warnings here, actually, about a scam. And then there's an update from Twitter and Mark Zuckerberg being a good boy in Hawaii. So we'll talk about those items in a moment. Stand by here.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
80% of New Year's resolutions are history in months. Lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg says make it easy to stay on track.
Washing hair takes time. I love the weightless formula of Dove Volume Dry Shampoo. Cleans by absorbing oil and keeps hair refreshed.
Ensure against downtime with a well-stocked medicine cabinet.
I pledge to have Colby's lozenges on hand. Clinically proven to shorten the duration of colds by almost half. Their new gummies shorten your cold and also tackle cold and flu symptoms like cough, congestion, and sore throat.
More at videopump.tv.
All right, so here's, let's see, this is something to please, please, please stop what you're doing and listen to Victoria explain this scam that is so simple but yet so dangerous. I have found myself, I'm just thinking as I went through this, Victoria, if I have done this myself, because I've had some calls from places, and I generally, if I don't have an identifier on the phone, I don't know the number, I just don't answer it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, every once in a while you're in a hurry, you do this fast, so mm-hmm. What's the scam here?
Well, this is really scary, and police are warning cell phone users, if you pick up a number that you don't recognize, but it's from a familiar area code, at which often people will say, oh, well, I know that area code, so maybe it's someone that I know calling from a different number. And so they'll answer the phone, and if the first thing you hear from the other line is, can you hear me? Hang up immediately. Do not answer yes, because what they're doing is, the scam is, they're recording your voice saying yes, and then they're hacking into your other credit cards and other information, and they're using your recorded voice, which oftentimes when you call a company and they say, you know, this call is being monitored and do you agree to the terms, and then you say yes and they record your voice, that's legitimate when you're already on the phone with a company that you do business with. These people are taking your recorded voice and using it to breach security on your bank accounts, your credit card accounts. People have lost money. You have to immediately check all of your accounts, make sure there's no fraudulent activity, because unfortunately, a lot of older people are falling for this. This is one of those that it's not just older people, but they do tend to target older people.
Yeah.
So it's really scary, and they can really hack into a lot of stuff that you don't want anybody in there. So
police say
if you do receive one of these calls, this is one of the few times police are saying call 911. So they're absolutely saying if you do get one of these calls, call 911 immediately and report it, because this is now a nationwide scam.
All right, Twitter in the center of some hashtag, I was noticing the things that on a couple of different sites that I'm watching today as to the message, whether it's in the middle, the trend is left, right, or in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
This is something, this Explore tab, which looks kind of interesting, and I wonder about this. Is this going too far? What's the story here?
No, I think this is a really necessary upgrade for Twitter, because they've increased their live streaming video, and so you have to be on a separate tab to watch the live streaming video, and they've just kind of consolidated all the information. So while you're watching live video, whether it's the NFL or any other major event, the red carpet at the Oscars I think is going to be covered too, underneath that video you'll now be able to see everything that's trending, and then everything, the breaking news stories, you'll get to really see all of what's happening on Twitter on one page in the Explore tab. So I think it's a great upgrade. It's going to make it a lot easier.
All right. So there we have it, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, folks who are into technology, no matter what your level. That is, we're the Bible of progress here at DJV Time at 59 past the hour.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products
Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.